is always exciting. And it's starting. The stream is starting. So that means it's got a nice big green stream health sign. But it doesn't say streaming. It's just starting. Okay. And it's live. We're live. Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. What are we doing here? I'm Vance Stevens, and I'm in Al Ain, United Arab Emirates, as it might say there on the bottom of this video window. And I'm talking with Lane Marshall, a dear, longtime friend. And we met in you were the star of the Principles of Online Teaching, Principles and Practices of Online Teaching class. That was it, wasn't it? It was a TESOL class, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. 2003, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that...
15 years.
Yeah, those events, people respond to them differently, but you certainly, you responded very positively. And I guess you could say that you got it, because a lot of people don't. But then that's what Webheads is. Webheads in action. That's a lot of people who've also got it. So we have a nice community of people who enjoy doing this kind of thing that we're doing. And actually, Lane has been moderating EVO sessions, Electronic Village Online, most recently the Flipped Learning one. And I suppose what we're doing right now is really flipping learning, because making it using tools that you use in flipped learning. Maybe you want to tell me a little bit about that eventually. Let's see, I always say what the day is. It's March 11th, 2018. And this is a Learning Together session. I always forget this, but I think it's 358. I should check it. 356, maybe. Maybe it's 356. Maybe I'll check that while we're doing it. Anyway, it's a Learning Together session. Learning Together broadcasts occasionally, usually on Sunday nights, maybe a couple of times a month these days. And anyway, Lane, let's let you introduce yourself and tell us what you're going to talk about this evening, or the morning in your case.
Sure, sure. Oh, yes. We just had the time change this morning, so it's an hour later on the clock than I feel, but I'm waking up okay. And hi, everyone. I'm now at, as you can see from this title slide, I'm at Long Island University, the Hudson campus, and I teach online classes, also blended and face-to-face classes, for teachers who are going to either teach ESL, EFL, foreign language, or bilingual education. And I've been doing that actually since 2003, which is right around the time that I met Vance. So that was the beginning of my trajectory in terms of collaborating online. And I feel like this may be in some ways the high point, which is this intercultural communication through an international film club. It's now 1 year old, and I'm celebrating our 1 year anniversary of the film club. And I'm going to tell you today how it came to be, what it is, how you can participate, and a little bit of the detail about some of the films that we worked on together with the young people from two countries, as you can see, USA and Morocco. So you can see from the map here that my collaborators in this project were located in Virginia, West Winchester, Virginia. That's Faye Stump, and she was at the John Hanley High School. And Khalid Fethi, who is at the OKE Language School, which is in Berkan, Morocco. If you know Morocco, it's up on the northeastern edge of Morocco, not far from the coast and beautiful beaches, et cetera. So, if you know that area,
have you been there?
It's a beautiful area of Morocco.
Did you go there?
Yes, actually, Khalid invited us, and My husband and I went and stayed with his family for 3 days, and they gave us the traditional Moroccan hospitality of meal after meal after meal of wonderful homemade food around a table and together, sitting together. It was just a wonderful experience. And then we drove all the way to Marrakesh. And Marrakesh is the location of the conference where we presented together. And Faye and Khalid met in person for the first time in Marrakesh at this conference. So that's what I'm going to be referring back to throughout this presentation, is the conference that we went to in Marrakesh. It's
Cool.
sponsored. It was Innovative Technologies for Quality of Global Education, and it is sponsored by IRN, which is the International Education and Resource Network. And they have a conference every year, and last year it was in Morocco. And since we had been collaborating anyway, it worked out perfectly for us to go there and meet and present this project that we had worked on together at a distance over the past, it was a half year then. We went in July to the conference.
Okay, let's take a quick
So
time
this is
out
the,
and welcome
yeah.
Claire. Claire Siskin just joined us. Maybe
Oh,
she'd
hi,
like to say
Claire.
hi.
How are you?
Yeah.
Welcome, Claire. You recall, we actually, Claire and I go back a bit too, through Webheads. Yes. Hi, Claire.
Would you
Great
like
to see
to say
you
hi,
here.
Claire? Would you like to speak to us? Oh, nope, just
Just
text.
text. She's
Yes,
texting today.
okay.
That's fine.
There's a
Okay.
w the text will come out on the stream. So, yeah.
Right. So,
Oh, one more thing. One more
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Claire, if you have any.
Any questions? Yeah, we can read them. And one more thing. I'd said it was learning together 358 because I'm a little bit less dyslexic sometimes. So it's actually 385, the 385th Learning Together podcast that we're doing right now. 385.
Oh, great. Getting up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so feel free, Claire, to text any questions or comments that you have in the chat. And again, it's great to see you here. All right, and this is a picture from their website, the IRN website. And you can see it's really a global organization. And their goals have to do with bringing youth together, and when they meet, they always have a youth summit. And so we have the adult conference, but then we have the youth summit simultaneously. And it's a wonderful event. And actually, this year it's going to be in the USA. It's going to be held this July in Virginia at this John Hanley High School. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. So this is the outline for what I'm going to talk about today. And the four sections are going to be the framework of our project, then the design of basically what Khalid had already been doing at his language school. And then six recommendations from Faye, who is the IRN facilitator for the project, and then the results of the project. And I'm not going to go into the in depth in all in any of these. This is kind of a an overview presentation. But if you want to know more, I'd be happy to talk to you much more. Okay. So this is a college school, the language school in Burkan. Those are the students. Khalid is on the left, and it's been growing at a very fast pace. Actually, the first time I met Khalid was at a TESOL convention in Portland, and he was there as part of the State Department delegation of teachers of English from a variety of countries, and the State Department was sponsoring them to come to the States and to TESOL. And I presented on flipped learning, and Khalid followed up with me, and we have been together ever since, planning presentations. And we even have a chapter in this book that just came out Innovations in Flipped Learning, in Flipping the Language Classroom, edited by Jeff Mehring. You may know Jeff. He's pretty well known, and he's just left Japan. He's been there for many years teaching English, and his co-editor, Adrian Leiss.
Congratulations.
So that book just came out, and in that chapter, you can read a lot more, our chapter, you can read a lot more about this project, not the film club project, but the project before the film club that was started by Khalid, the film, Flipping Films, which I'll show you. So this is his website, and you can see here that, let's see if I can get the pointer. Okay, so you can see under methodology that it shows flipped learning as a method, and it also has links to inspire flippers. So so that's also an important aspect to this project, is the flipped learning, as Vance said before I started to speak. So next is the John Handley High School. There's Faye. And she's now retired, but she was a librarian, actually, not a teacher. But she was the one who corralled the students and the teachers and got them on their side interested in the film club. And you can see on and in the center there is one of her staff members who helped facilitate behind the scenes. And nothing would have gone as smoothly without her help. And that's important, too. And then on the right, you can see a group of students gathered at the computer, and you can see the larger screen up on the right there. That's actually very small, but you might be able to see that. That's Khalid and his school, and they in the middle, and I'm on the right, and that's how we communicated. All right, so this really was a global project. I'm very excited to tell you about it. So I'm just trying to give you the background of the whole thing, how it came to be. And this is a picture of John Handley High School, so very traditional high school in Virginia. And the theoretical framework was from me. That was my contribution, and I brought them together. And the whole philosophy of the intercultural communication framework is that you can boil it down to three principles for teachers. This is, it's research based, but I use it as a way to help teachers keep in mind what's going to work, and not break down communication when you're dealing with two very different cultures, which in this case we were. And they're very simple. Most of you probably are familiar with conceptually what these are, but I group them together into a framework. So the first is to establish and maintain an ongoing two-way relationship, identify priorities in both cultures, and make associations between the familiar and the unfamiliar. And because as an audience, most of you are involved in this field in some way, I'm going to very quickly go through these principles and show you a little bit very quickly about how they apply to what I was trying to do with this project. Very important that the interpersonal elements be there. When I first met Faye, she had a book club. And it was an international book club, but it was open to anyone, and any student could jump on, and they would talk about a book that they were reading, but there was no relationship established. It was simply an online forum for anybody. But what we did was we brought two teachers together and their students to get to know each other, and it was the films, but it was also the relationships among the students, and also the guest speakers that we brought in. We wanted to make sure that we were communicating back and forth with them in advance of their presenting to our group. So everything was based on this interpersonal two-way relationship. And the second was priorities. And this was really important because we got into areas where there was some kind of a difference between the cultures that showed the priorities were different. And we had to iron those out. Of course, Khalid, or maybe not of course, but we learned that Khalid needed to cut excerpts out of some of the films because these were young people, ages 12 to 18. And in Morocco, there were certain parts of certain films that were being pulled out. He clipped them And then, in fact, there was a film that we had to agree on films, and there was a film that Faye had really wanted to use, and it was Field of Dreams, if you remember that one, and you know, the baseball film with Kevin Costner, and that was not judged as appropriate. And I even went to the IMDb, and in the IMDb, you know, there is a section there for teachers where you can see in great detail with the exact locations what the scenes are that may be controversial or inappropriate as judged by certain cultures, and you can see the description of the scene, and then, and he did not actually know that, and so that was interesting for him. So he's looking into possibly using that film in the future, but being guided by IMDb, because now he just manually had been going through. So this is an example of the kind of collaboration and the level of detail that we got into together. And so you can see that we were honoring step two of the priorities principle. Okay, and then the last principle of making associations. And this really was a very important part of the project. We found that the students took the lead here, because in their forums, they were able to clarify for each other as they got to know each other what some of their cultural concepts were that were new for the students from the other country. And then also the other piece was the film itself. We always picked films, or we have up until now, that had a cultural component and had a message and gave new concepts to the students. And you'll see an example of that when I show you our first film in a few minutes. Okay, so that's the framework, all right? And that was my contribution to the project. So here is Khaled talking about his, I'm not actually going to play a clip or anything, but he has a lot of clips online. You can find him online very easily. He has a lot of YouTube videos of himself and his students. He's very much has a presence on the web, and he's great. He's just a very upbeat, wonderful, warm, global thinking person, and we've become great friends. So this is what he's done, flipped learning with movies. So it's unusual for flipped learning to watch the movie in class, and everyone says, how is that flipped learning if you're watching it in class? But in fact, he does the in-class flip, which is one of the models. There are many models of flipped learning. In fact, that's my presentation this year at TESOL. I'm going to be talking about six models of flipped learning. So this is one of them, the in-class flip. And he wanted the movie watching, he calls them movies, you know, we kind of go back and forth, movies and films. He wants that to be fun, and he has popcorn, and they sit there and they watch the movie. But before they watch the movie, they do lower level Bloom taxonomy activities outside of class. He builds their background knowledge on vocabulary, on concepts from the film, maybe even a clip from the film, that they, all of those kinds of activities happen before they watch the film in class. And then watching the film in class, if he needs to, he can accommodate different levels of English in his room, because he's right there. So he can assist students, he can even pause, he can add captions, he can do a lot of things to help them process the film. And then he developed something for after the film that he calls SHAC, which is fostering interaction through sharing, helping, asking, and commenting. And in our chapter in the book, we talk in great detail about his SHAC model. So you can look that up if you're more interested in the details of that interaction. Not our focus right now. So the projects in the community were activities that the students did in the city of Burkhan that related to some message, some takeaway from the film. And depending upon the nature of the film, they engaged in activities in the community, speaking or writing or holding events for the larger community outside the school, and Kyle is very big on having them expand their reach, not just the English language learners at his school, but helping the community at large. So that's the essence of his. And then very quickly, you could just look at this list. This is what Khalid was already doing before the film club. And you can see that at the, when we started the film club, we really dovetailed beautifully with what he was already doing, boosting their language. Imagine working with actual English speakers, the students from Virginia, number one, and really all of them, but especially number five and number six. He really got a lot of benefit for his students in collaborating with Virginia. So he was basically taking what he already had and reaching out to another country through IRON, which I introduced him to. So that's what happened. And what was interesting was, you know, how it got started. Faye had a book club, as I mentioned earlier, and I couldn't find a film club. I was looking for a film club, and I emailed her just out of the blue, and I said, "You have a book club. Would you want to do a film club? I have a friend in Morocco who'd love to collaborate, and he has his students watch films to help them learn English." And she said, "Sure, let's start the film club." And so now we have the film club, and it's been very exciting for the last year. And you can see there we are. We met in Adobe regularly. They had an Adobe room, the IRON organization. And there we were, and we always took notes and recorded our meetings and all the good practices that we all talk about in WebHeads. So you know about that. So I'm just going to move on. So this is the website for the film club. And you can go there anytime and take a peek at it. In fact, in the Learning Together entry, there's a link to it, and you can go and take a look. You can't see everything. Obviously, this is very, very tightly controlled because these are young people. And I had to go through all kinds of procedures in order to be permitted into the forums and to participate as a facilitator and a researcher. So if you do want to participate, you can. But you need to go through a process with IRON in order to do that, okay? They need to know who you are. Okay. And here's an example of what we put on our page. I blew it up a little bit. It was at the bottom of the slide previously, talking about it. And that's from the website. So that's what you'll see if you get there. And the three of us are facilitators of the project. These were the films we started with last year. In 2017, all right, and okay, so it looks like there was some crash happened. I'm not sure if that affects the recording.
Yeah, no,
or
it didn't.
If it's still going on.
While you're monitoring the chat, Claire, yeah, the recording is fine.
Okay.
The stream is still going.
Okay.
It's just that I was running this on another computer. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you. Yes,
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So these were the three films, okay?
Claire has a question.
Yeah.
She asked, when is your TESOL presentation? I put, by the way, in the text chat here, I put a link to the book that you're referring to.
Great. Thank you.
Flipping the Language Theories
and
Practice. Yeah. And then... At some point, you mentioned a presentation.
Yes, at TESOL on flip learning. That's going to be Wednesday, the 28th, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look it up under
recording
my... You
started.
Look it up under speakers.
Sorry.
You can look it up under speakers.
Session leader just came back.
Okay, great. All right, so these are the three films that we watched together. So the first one was Gran Torino, and it was fortuitous that I had worked with the Hmong in Wisconsin for several years and was knowledgeable about Hmong culture, and Khalid had already screened the film and decided to use it, so that it worked out perfectly for us to use that as the first one, because neither group knew anything about the Hmong. So you have these Moroccan students and these U.S. students learning at the same time about each other's cultures through our Getting to Know You forum, our introductions forum, and then through the forums with the prompts and questions about the film Gran Torino, they were learning about Hmong culture together and seeing how each was reacting to the messages of the film. And it was very interesting because if you are familiar with Gran Torino, and if you're not, it's a wonderful film on many levels. The Moroccan students noticed that what they learned about the Hmong that struck them was that there's no Hmong land. They don't have a nation because Moroccans are very much about Morocco. And I mean, even more so than many other countries. They have it's a very strong, deep feeling that they have. And they couldn't, the idea that there is no native country, that the Hmong have been a minority group in every country where they've lived, whether it's South China, Northern Laos, or of course the U.S., Australia, France, some of the places where in Canada where they the diaspora happened after the Vietnam War, if you know that, some of that history. But the idea that the homeland didn't exist per se was really driven home to them as they studied Hmong culture alongside the film. So they were studying as well as watching the film. In the U.S., the big takeaway was the PTSD, you know, the post-traumatic stress disorder and syndrome that the lead Clint Eastwood was experiencing. I'm not giving away anything. To say that there are many striking and shocking symptoms to that syndrome, and they were full blown in that film, and that was what struck the U.S. students. So it was very interesting to see, and they shared their perspectives. And again, if you think about my framework, the intercultural communication framework, coming together around a new topic for both of the groups, and as they both learned about Hmong culture and about, as I said, Clint Eastwood's dilemma and situation after having served in wartime. So this is a, I don't know if I'm going to get the expansion here. I have a slide that expands this, and I'm not sure if the next click will do that or if it will take me to the next slide. But probably not in this particular presentation. But you actually can, yeah.
Oh, well, if you'd like, we can.
I don't know if I can make it bigger.
We can make the slides public if you'd like.
Yeah, I think because I want to. There's so much that I want to discuss. I think maybe it's better if I just say that.
Okay.
What this talks about is each group conversing, because I have the last names are hidden here. But each group would interact and post individually in the forum based on a question that was asked by the facilitators. And here they're exploring what struck them about Hmong culture and talking about arranged marriages, funeral practices in Hmong culture that they were sharing with each other because they were researching behind the film some of the other elements of Hmong culture and learning about it together. So this is really intercultural communication for young people at its best. Very deep learning and critical thinking and sharing perspectives back and forth. There actually it looks a little bit blown up here on this one. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I can see.
So after conducting brief research into their issue, I have come with some surprising but instructive deductions. You know, you can see this is a non-native speaker, but their English was excellent. And it talks about the, as I said, the funeral practices. And then you can see that the John Hanley student is answering her. I noticed if you look at Hello Barese, the flag tells you that's U.S., the John Hanley school. I noticed the same thing you did. It's very sad to me that they don't have their own area to live in. You know, this is what I was talking about when we talked about the homeland, et cetera. Okay, so I just wanted to give you an example of their exchanges. And this is another example, but I'd like to, you know, move on and just give you the idea that they were really having an exchange back and forth. The other very important piece, which I referred to earlier, are the guest speakers. And we had my dear friend from originally from Laos, but he and I connected in Green Bay when we ran a National Institute for Literacy research and demonstration project, Green Bay Hmong English Biliteracy Project for adults in Green Bay. And he was our cultural consultant and Hmong teacher. He was my Hmong teacher, and now he's my dear friend. And he agreed to come as a guest. And as you can see, we did this virtually, having him there and the Virginia on the left and Morocco on the right. And I took notes on the chat there. Next to the chat, I took notes. And then there was a chat. And if you're familiar with Adobe, this is the way it's set up, or you can make the layout however you want. And we have the entire interview recorded, plus I have the notes. And the students were able to ask him, it was wonderful, all kinds of questions about how true the film was to Hmong culture, and about him and his adjustment and what he found to be interesting or difficult for him as he came to the States, et cetera. It was wonderful to think about these young people being able to interact with him in such depth, and that he was a wonderful guest. And he's writing a trilogy about the Hmong saga. He's already published his first book, and he's working on the second. He's going back to Laos this summer to work and gather material, and additionally from his grandfather, get material. And I'm sorry, his father, not his grandfather. No, I forget how much time has gone by. That would be his father. His first one is called The Weathered Hut, the story of the Hmong. And if you're interested in reading something from Andy Shong, his name is, I forgot to tell you his name, Andrew Gao, G-A-O, Shong. And as you know, that's the X-I-O-N-G, Shong. Okay, so how did the students benefit? And this is a list of two slides of benefits, and you could probably write this list yourself. I'm sure you could. So obviously, language, writing skills, cultural understanding of the movie content, deepening their understanding of U.S. and Moroccan culture, communication, building friendships, which they did. And actually, building on that, I'd like to say that when we went to Marrakesh, students from both groups came, met, spent the whole week together, met in person after they'd been communicating virtually. A small number, not, of course, all of both classes, but it was so exciting to see them together in person. And it was a wonderful experience. And then leadership. As I said before about the projects in the community, Khalid was very interested in having them build their leadership skills and giving back to the community, thinking critically, and becoming citizens of the world and not just Morocco. So that was very important to him, having them develop their English in that direction and for those purposes. All right, so this is Faye's perspective. That was Khalid's perspective. This is Faye's perspective, and I'm going to go quickly through hers because I want to have time for questions, and I want to talk about my point of view as well on what happened. But she has six recommendations for anyone who wants to do a project like this because she learned a lot. It was the first time she had been guided by a theoretical framework like the one I presented, and she ended up with we did a lot of trial and error, but we ended up with what we think works really well. So what did we learn? Most of this, I'm taking into account the audience here of learning together, that we have, you know, the Webheads have a very strong PLC, and one of the strongest I've ever seen, and I'm involved in several different groups. And this whole idea was very new. And so one of the things that Faye had, as I said before, was she had people in a book club, but the club was all spread out, and they weren't able to establish that PLC environment that we have been able to, even though we have several hundred people. But so her suggestion was limited number of partners. So she really wanted to have just two teachers and their students, and she felt that was important for the film club. Next was to work as a team, and again, this was Faye showing that it really helped her to have Khalid and me in addition to her, because she had been kind of doing the film, the book club on her own. A lot of this is basically comparing it to the book club and having found tremendous success with this model. So working as a team, teacher communication, again, with the three of us communicated all the time in there we are, and just to use the video conferences as an example, and you're all familiar with the pros and the cons, the pluses and minuses of video conferencing. So here were her pluses and minuses spelled out from her perspective of and the rewards and challenges as she states them. And you're, as I said, you probably are familiar with these from your own experiences, because we do a lot of this. And the fourth is to be flexible. Yoga. I can't do that. I don't know if any of you can do that. All right. But the idea was that you have to think about who your audience is. You know, for Khalid, it was about English. But for John Hanley, who participated were the theater folks, because they were interested in films, the leadership class, because the messages of the films were helpful to them in developing their mindset as leaders, and the library assistants, because we connected it with books and research behind each of the three films. So that was their perspective. And then together, we all, both groups, and all three of us, focused on the goals at the bottom, understanding diverse cultures, importance of education, qualities of great leaders, and the 21st century 5 C's. The 5 C's are the skills. I'll show you that shortly. The fifth recommendation had to do with cultural differences. Professional learning community, PLC. The cultural differences, there were cultural differences. There were, as I said, scenes that had to be taken out of certain films, and the traditional values of the Moroccan students were very, very different. Most of them Muslim, and they had very different perspectives and experiences vis-a-vis these topics that are listed here. And that was all very openly discussed. And there were a lot of personal shares that went on among the students. They became very supportive of each other. And the last one is provide instruction about writing effective posts. So you are probably familiar with teaching this to your students, but this was new for many of the students. They hadn't participated in this kind of activity before. And so so this is a list that Faye drew up. And again, you'll be able to get this from the PowerPoint later of the way to make it more effective when you're communicating online on posts. And this was for, again, remember, these are 12 to 18 year olds. All right, and then I think I'll skip over this piece, but we did do Homeless to Harvard. And this is an example of one of the kinds of questions, the deep critical thinking questions that we asked. So this is kind of a text to self question. So you watch the film, you see the turning point, and you think about a turning point in your own life and a positive change. And so they did share, and they shared in depth the OKE student about bullying, that she felt bullied, and you know, this, they're really opening up to each other, and you can see how they're discussing. Again, this is English. This is, you know, they are Arabic speakers, and maybe French also, some of them, but English was definitely their second or third language. But they've developed it quite a bit, as you can see. But sharing their feelings, and the response from John Hanley. When I was reading your post, I was shocked what you went through. I cannot imagine when I was in middle school, you know, and you really, really, as I said, I'm not going to go in depth, but to show you that they went in depth is very, very important. And even at the bottom of her post, she says, you know, the positive impact, be so good they can't ignore you. Okay, so just to show you the depth of communication. And then the final recommendation, number 6, is the technology to improve the 5 C's. And there they are. If you're not familiar with them, globally, folks are really talking about these, at least in the K-12 arena. The 5 C's, whenever you hear the word 5 C's, they're talking about creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, cooperation, communication. And you can see how the film club really did hit on all 5 of those 21st century learning goals. All right, so the tech tools, what did we use? Adobe Connect, Google Drive, Zoom, and Edpuzzle. These were some, and that's the other one is simply in Google Drive, one of the forms we did. We did a lot of questionnaires. This presentation isn't going to go into that, but I did collect a lot of data. After each film, we did a questionnaire about the film. We also did a pre and post questionnaire about their intercultural experiences. And then we did a questionnaire about how they felt about the project, what they learned from participating in the project. So I have a lot of that perception data from the students through these Google Forms that we use as questionnaires. The Edpuzzle was used, and if you're familiar with Edpuzzle, it's for some other tool like PlayPosit, which used to be EduCannon. You know, they're changing their names. That one was to embed questions that the students would respond to, and then we could see what they were getting out of the film. PlayPosit, PLAY, the one I use, I actually use PlayPosit in my teaching all the time. I use PlayPosit, different presentation. But in any case, Zoom you're probably familiar with, similar to Adobe Connect. We switched to Zoom because we have too many problems. So Adobe has a lot more to it, a lot more bells and whistles, as they say, but Zoom is quick and works every time. So it doesn't do quite as much, but it works. So we use Zoom. And there we are in Adobe Connect. You can see all those students in webcams. There they are, all the students in webcams from both countries and the facilitators. And we had wonderful virtual exchanges. So it wasn't only asynchronous, it was also synchronous. Very hard to arrange and very hard technologically because the bandwidth problems, et cetera, but we managed, and it was invaluable. Even if you just meet someone once or twice in this way, it deepens the relationship to the point where your forums become more. There's another one. That was the Zoom one instead of the Adobe one. And there we are. You can see me in the middle on the lower row and Colin up on the upper right, and those were 4 of our students. Okay, their students, I should say. Okay, so we had a Google Drive folder with all of our questionnaires, and that's data that we have. And then there's the Edpuzzle. The reason I have Field of Dreams was that the USA students went ahead and did Field of Dreams, even though the other group didn't. And, you know, this is the way projects like this evolve. So they did use Edpuzzle for the Field of Dreams, so I wanted to throw that in there. And that's a summary of the ones I just went through, the 6 recommendations. So this will be here for you on the PowerPoint, which I will make available to everyone. So what were the results? All right. I asked Faye and Khalid what surprised them the most about this project. And Faye said she couldn't believe the high level of proficiency in English and their critical, insightful comments. And Khalid couldn't believe how much slower the Moroccans were. It's a different culture, right? The U.S., boom, 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 boom. Very linear, very, you know how we are here in the United States. And if you've lived in other countries, you know that in many other countries, everything goes a little bit more flexibly in terms of time. They call it M time, monochrome time, and polychronic time, monochronic and polychronic. So it's a very different approach to time. And sometimes there was a bit of a lag while we were waiting for the Moroccan students to, but they're very, when they did cooperate and post and answer the questions, it was very, very valuable. So we had to get used to that. That was another priority. For us, the priority was let's move on, let's move on. That was not a priority in their culture. So this is something we experienced together. This is such a wonderful, wonderful project. All right, I want to wind up in a couple of minutes because I want to see that there might be questions and discussion. But very quickly, we asked what they gained, and they both said the same thing. You know, I independently, I didn't let them see what the other one was putting. I did individual interviews with Faye and Collett so that I could get independent observations from them. And I wanted to show you this one because they both said the same thing, that they noticed that the commonalities. They had always thought, oh, Morocco, the United States, oh, forget it. But they learned that, wow, you know, the students were able to find so much common ground and similarities, and it was that was an interesting takeaway from the project, I thought. Even though, as I gave you the example from Gran Torino, they saw films from a different light and picked up different takeaways, as people they learned how much they had in common. And I'm getting a little teary, but isn't that what we're all about, everybody? Isn't that what we're all trying to do, those of us who do learning together? Yep. Isn't that what we're doing? We're learning together. Okay. And this was student feedback. I just picked a couple of quick quotes. These are comments from students about the film club. And you can tell the non-native English speaker from Morocco, obviously. But again, their English is very good. So the new friendships they're citing here, if you can scan this while I'm talking. Interacting with others, getting other opinions, despite, I think on the right, lower right, though my young age, I have made new friends and we learned from other nations that have different cultures. I mean, how beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Okay, so that's student feedback. And you can see up in the corners, those are actually links to surveys. And in longer presentations, you know, this is just a very quick overview. There's so much more that I show in terms of the data, the surveys, and all of that for my feedback section. But it boiled down to these takeaways. So number one for me was intercultural understanding, relationships, similarities and differences, shared experiences. So one of my goals was intercultural communication through the framework, and I feel like we accomplished that. The next was leveraging technology to communicate and learn as a tool to link people up who wouldn't have met, and documenting global interaction because we have everything documented. So we really took advantage robustly of technology, both synchronous and asynchronous. And I think that was another finding and result of the project, is how much difference it can make to use what we have and available in terms of technology. And then finally, possibly the most important, although the first two are also very important, is I feel as though we're making a difference with the film club. We're countering misconceptions and prejudices that stem from ignorance and fear of the unknown. I think that the United States, the kids in the United States, have a very different view of Moroccans and Muslims than they had before, and the Moroccans also see the United States in through a different light and less perhaps stereotypically. A multicultural mindset. So we build tolerance, respect, and cooperation. I think that's definitely happening in the film club. And the films themselves, because we were very, very intentional in terms of the content we selected, which is one of the goals of a flip model, is that what you do present in terms of content has to be chosen very carefully and to benefit the students in a particular way. And in this case, we wanted messages. And if you know Homeless to Harvard and Invictus and Gran Torino, the messages are powerful. They have to do with marginalized groups and broadening perspectives. And I will say the one that we did, this presentation doesn't cover the new one because we haven't collected data yet. We just finished watching it. Is Sunflower Seeds, which is a beautiful documentary about Syrian children who are refugees in Greece, actually. And it's the SEMA. I'm just going to put in there's a website, SEMA. I right now I can't remember the acronym, what the acronym stands for, but we've now this year we've added another collaborator besides IRON, which is SEMA, and SEMA produces educational documentaries that have intercultural messages and global understanding messages for young people, and it's available for teachers. Now, I know that we like to talk about only free resources in our group, but we have been able to use sunflower seeds without cost, but they do have modest fees going forward that we are going to be engaging in with them through IRON funds. But you might want to look into it. I think it's not that costly. So you might want to look at SEMA. It's documentaries only. We were doing feature films. These are documentaries. Okay. And these are some references. Colin, myself, and Faye, I'm referring to here in terms of our messages. And so that's it. So thank you for attending the presentation. And I want to say it's your turn. So here's what you do. You email one of us, or you can go directly to IRON and look up the film club. If you have a class that you would like to bring to the film club, the first thing you do is you go to the IRON representative from your country. There are 150 countries in IRON, 150. So your country is probably one of them. And we have you introduce yourself in the teachers forum, and then we match you. So we have a Palestinian group working with a middle school in Ohio to watch the sunflower seeds, for example, in addition to the Virginia and Berkan Morocco class partnership. So we have two separate partnerships, and that's what we did for the sunflower seeds. So we're gradually getting, we started very small, we're gradually getting to the next level, and we look forward to the whole thing growing. And that's why I appreciate your listening and watching this presentation. And that's it. It's your turn, which means, of course, you have any questions.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting. That's quite a lot to digest. It's a good thing that it's recorded. I'm not sure if we got a good Blackboard recording because the system crashed and I had to restart it, and then the recording restarted. But I got the YouTube. The YouTube is fine, I think. So it's being... this is the stream as it's coming across. There's a slight delay there. But anyway, it looks like I'm pretty sure that's going to produce a YouTube video. And from that, we can get the audio. So, yeah. If you have any questions, Claire is clapping in the text chat. But if you have any questions, you could ask.
Thank you, Claire.
And... questions. Where to begin? Are these students still in touch with each other?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, they're coming to Virginia, some of the Moroccan students, so we're excited. Yes, it's an ongoing forum. There's one forum that keeps going. It's the student introductions and getting to know you forum continues. So that's separate from the films.
Mm-hmm. And you have, I think is it 2 or 3 years you've been doing the flipped learning with Jeff Magoto and Khaled Fethi?
Actually, I started flipping my classes at LIU in 2012. I started with linguistics, my first one to flip. And I flipped it face-to-face before I flipped online. It's a lot different. And what happened was when I went online and did my linguistics online, I realized I was lecturing. And I said, why am I lecturing? I know how to do flipped learning now. And that was how I developed my model of flipped learning, which is one I presented at last year at TESOL SOFLA, which is the synchronous online flipped learning approach. So it's taken me quite a while to get to that point. But that's the one where I have the students use PlayPosit to watch my linguistics lectures with questions, but we still meet every week in Adobe as a class, and that way the class is more interactive than it would be if I were lecturing. So very different. But I do use it for other classes, methods classes as well. So it's what very robust interpretation of flipped learning. You can read about it. There's a in the TICE newsletter, if you're familiar with. If you look up the TICE newsletter, I think it's March of last year. I pub the teacher education interest section of TESOL. There's an article that I wrote with Carolina Rodriguez Buitrago, who was my collaborator in that effort.
Mm-hmm. So, if you want to put any links in the chat wing, I know you're there. They could go into the show notes. So if I Googled a couple of things, I got your book, for example, and I looked up your flipped learning session and put the links into that, I copied one of those into the Blackboard text chat. But the chat wing is a good place to share things that you want to, things that even after the presentation occur to you that you'd like to leave there, then we can put them in the show notes when I put it on learningtogether.net. Let's see, something else. Oh, yes, I Googled SIMA, S-I-M-A, but I found lots of distracting information and a YouTube channel, SIMA, but it didn't really look educational. So if you can think of, actually, okay, yes, you've got the TICE newsletter
there.
Yeah,
I can't seem to post it. It won't let me post it in chat.
Yeah, maybe that's okay. Actually, if you
post
it here,
I didn't realize that. Sorry.
I can transfer it. I'll make sure it gets in the show notes. I'll have the text chat from here. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but you probably, I think the thing about Chatwing is you're probably not logged in. You have to click on it and reactivate it or something like that.
Yeah, so I didn't realize I had to log in. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. You can log in with Twitter. Or many different ways. Okay.
So are we still recording at the moment?
We're recording and streaming. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, well, it's always
well.
Great.
I hope that anybody who listened or watched this, it would be interested in the film club. Just contact me.
Yeah. And it's interesting also to watch, well, especially since we met in 2003 and, in a Webheads kind of environment where we've been interacting ever since online and then meeting face-to-face at TESOL conferences. And I think one of my very early Webheads interactants, this is all online. She was in Japan, and she wanted to come to the United States, and so we managed to, I wrote her a letter that vouched for her, and she used that to help get her into Texas A&M. And my family was living in Houston, and when I was there, she wanted to come visit, so she drove down from Texas A&M. And she told me that people asked her why she wastes time with online environments because they're not real. Of course, we're way past that stage now, but there's just so much. We're flipping life basically, and and expanding our horizons through the different layers of interactivity that you can put onto what you're doing with these students in Morocco and the United States. And just I learned a new acronym today, professional learning community, in our professional learning community, which again we're layering in the same way. And Claire, of course, is one of those people as well. Somebody I believe I met her face to face before I was interacting much online, but that's another flip. Yeah. So anyway, I'm hoping I will be at TESOL. Bobby and I are planning our trip now, but it's been a complicated year. But
that's right. Yes, the elephant.
Yeah, it's, but anyway, I'll be quite happy to move on, so I don't really mind. Yeah, a good healthy development.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, it's good to see web heads charging forward, as always, fearlessly.
Yes.
Right? What a
Yeah.
wonderful group.
Webheads are forever. Oh, and by the way, there's a in the new
Well,
encyclopedia
I
of
hope.
do you know the new encyclopedia of Tessel, isn't it? I guess it's an encyclopedia of
Yes, the encyclopedia, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, there's an article on webheads.
Yes, yeah.
So
Yes, I saw that. I saw
we're real. Yeah, we're real again.
it. It's wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was, they really did try and reach out to get everything. They even got my culturally responsive model, which is MALP, is in there, which makes me very happy. So that's my other hat. In
MALP.
addition
What
to
is
the flipped
MALP?
learning and online learning,
Mobile Assistive
mutually, that's another
Language.
totally. I'm just going to put what it stands for
Mutually
in the
Adaptive
chat.
Learning
Mutually
Paradigm.
adaptive learning paradigm.
Okay. I'll bet Claire
Yeah, it's
has
a
something in
culturally
there.
responsive model. Yeah. Claire,
Yeah.
are you in the encyclopedia?
She must be.
We'll have to meet up
Nothing.
at TESOL. Oh,
No.
yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
At any
well.
rate, so I think there'll be a chance to meet up at TESOL, whoever is there, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
excited.
Yeah. Okay,
There's a
well.
great app this year where you can connect with people. So Claire, I'll connect with you in the app and we can work out something to get together.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, well,
Okay, and
anyway.
thank you so much for having me, Vance. I really enjoyed presenting.
Yeah, as I'm sure it's made an excellent contribution to our literature of podcasts online, the 385th Learning Together episode, March 11th, 2018, with Lane Marshall talking to us about this video project. And let's see, it's the International Film Club video project. It's very interesting, very rich, and a lot of depth to it. So we really appreciate your taking the time to explain it and to give us so much information about it and show us the research that you've been doing, encapsulate that. So anyway, well, thank you. So I'll turn the recording off, I suppose, and the stream is still going. It's a little bit more complicated to stop. Okay, recording is stopping. Okay, here we are.
Recording stopped.
So that's stopping. YouTube is still going. I'll figure out how to stop it in a minute. And then we leave the room and the recording gets put up at Illuminate. Okay.
Sure, right. Okay. All right. Well, Claire, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. It would have been nice to see and hear you, but that's okay. I'll settle for text and see you in person in a couple of weeks. Thank you again for coming. It did make a difference to have an audience.
Yeah, okay, great.
So,
Our pleasure.
yeah. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
So long, everyone.